Glad to be with you here for a Monday, November 29th edition. As always, it's presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo, Bo Witt, and Pete Bowles. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Have Rick Windham right alongside us as we go back to the KODY phone lines to welcome in Sean Jacobs. Sean, of course, is the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Sean, a happy belated Thanksgiving to you and the family. How'd you celebrate the holiday, sir?
Oh, man, it was great. It was a lot of just sitting around at home with family and eating a lot of turkey and pie. So
the day of the year to overindulge, that's for sure.
That is true. And I'll tell you what, you know, the weather really cooperated with for us. And it was a really nice weekend.
It was, yeah, you guys did a great job with the weather, particularly for people that were doing any traveling.
Yeah.
This was a very nice holiday.
And Sean,
I think I've said this once before, but whenever we have good weather, you know, I certainly will take all the credit for it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
bad
you?
Bad weather, not my fault.
Sean, could you recap the temperatures we saw throughout the latter part of the holiday and into the weekend?
Yeah, largely we saw temperatures in the 50s and 60s. You know, it's kind of a roller coaster where, you know, some days were a little cooler than others, but we were above normal through the period. And it was all tied to, we had these weak little fronts that would come through and, bring it just a slightly cooler air, maybe a little more wind, but largely in the 50s and 60s through the weekend. So just kept it really comfortable and really nice.
Yeah, real comfortable. And is it accurate to say seasonably warm temperatures that we experienced?
Yeah, they're above normal temperatures. You know, this time of year, typically we have lows, if I remember correctly, and I'm stretching my brain here, but in the upper teens to lower 20s and highs generally, I'm going to guess in the 40s. So we were above normal through the period, which, it felt really, really good. Yeah, normal, I just checked real quick, normal high temperatures for this time of year generally range in the middle 40s for the North Platte area. Okay. So we were some 5 to 10, as much as 15 degrees above normal. And if you like above normal temperatures, you're really going to like the forecast for this week.
I was noticing that, yes.
Well, take it away, Sean. Tell us, what do we have to expect this week, sir?
Well, if you're looking for precipitation, no precipitation chances through the work week. We're going to be sunny with highs generally in the middle 50s to possibly lower 70s. Warmest days look to be today, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, today we're going to be flirting with that 70-degree mark, and it's all going to hinge upon how much high-level cirrus clouds that we get. Cirrus does such a good job this time of year of blocking that incoming solar radiation. So if we get any amount of cloud cover, then we won't top out to 70. But if it remains pretty clear, some locations around the area will see highs in the 70s today. Thursday is the day we really need to watch. Our record high temperature on Thursday is 69 degrees here at North Platte.
Oh my.
We're currently forecasting a high of 72. We're 4 days away, and we're forecasting temperatures of 3 degrees above the record high. It's going to be a warm day. But again, generally highs in the 50s to lower 70s. Tuesday and Friday, highs in the mid-50s because we get kind of those little weak fronts that push through, but they're going to be dry. No precipitation, unfortunately.
When was that?
In the weekend.
Excuse me, Sean. Do you have in front of you when that 69-degree temp for Thursday was the high, how long ago that was?
You know, that I do not have right there in front of me. I'm going to guess it was probably either 98 or 2000.
Relatively recent.
Relatively recent, yep. Unfortunately, I don't have that in front of me. Just trying to think. It's been a while, but yeah, it's, what's interesting about this is it's not just Nebraska. You look at a large portion of the country, a large portion of the country is going to be above normal temperature-wise. I would imagine Thursday we're going to see many records break across the country. And You know, good. We'll take the warm weather when we can. But, you know, I always say you're going to pay for it sooner or later because, you know, climate is that average of the weather. You know, it wants to stay at near those climate norms. And when you start being that much above normal, you can almost guarantee that there will be a period where you're that much below normal or even greater, you know, to average it out. So we'll end up paying for it, you know, eventually. Now, looking long range through December, the month of December, you know, I can tell you that at least through the greater part, you know, second, third week, looks to be above normal temperatures, largely. So if you average out the entire temperatures over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be above normal with very little in the way of precipitation. Real appreciable precip, you know, that really soaks into the ground. So, you know, I don't know. You know, hopefully we'll start seeing at least some precip, maybe not in the form of too much snow, but, you know, yeah. we'll enjoy it, I guess, is what I'm saying right now, but we'll pay for it.
Yeah, enjoy it while we can, but don't expect it for too long is what you're warning us, Sean.
Well, like you said, it'll come and square up soon enough.
And
that's, you know, that's kind of what happened last year, and we brought this up already, but, you know, we got through Christmas of last year, and we were cruising above normal by at least a couple degrees of temperatures. And then, you know, we got smacks going in the face, you know, there in January and especially February.
I have a hard time when I think about last winter. I have a hard time thinking about how nice it was in December because we had such a kick in the pants throughout January and February.
You betcha. And that's, you know, I'm kind of fearful that that's going to happen. And most times that's typically what does happen is you get these warm temperatures and then, you know, you get that cold blast that will average things out. Now, the one year that it didn't was, I believe it was 1998-99, or it was 99-2000. I wasn't living here in Nebraska at the time, but that was a warm winter throughout. So there are exceptions to the rule, but, you know, we'll need to be paying attention the latter half of the winter for sure.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, joining us. Seasonably warm temperatures for us throughout the remainder of the week, as Sean said. And was there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, you know, even though it has been warm, you know, we still are looking at, you know, winter coming up, obviously. But we still have two unique opportunities to learn about measuring snowfall and learn about impacts and dangers and hazards of winter weather. We even talked about how some, you know, snow forms and stuff. We have what's known as our winter weather spotter talks. And it's just a good way to kind of get on with some of your community members. It's a virtual presentation where we talk about winter weather. And just want to offer up, we still have two more of these classes that are available on the 1st and on the 4th. Now, both of them are offered online, so virtually. The 1st will be at 11 a.m. Central, and then the 4th will be at 3 p.m. Central. And if you're interested in registering for this virtual event, all you have to do is go to our webpage, which is weather.gov, and then do the /LBF. That stands for Lee Bird Field. And you'll be able to see that we have our winter weather right at the top. Yeah, there's a little link that you can click on and register for the class. A lot of fun. It's there's no tests. You know, it's my type of presentation, my type of class, no tests. You know, you join, you're just going to learn some stuff and just have a good time with your community members.
Awesome.
I'll give you your non-paid endorsement again on the classes I've attended. They're fun, they're informative, and I'm going to go check my computer after we're done and see if I can get on one of these two you just mentioned.
Wow, hey, great. We'll love to have you. And next week, I'll maybe start looking at the long-range Christmas forecast. And
awesome.
Maybe start talking about chances of a white Christmas. And if it doesn't look like a white Christmas, we'll at least come up with something. We'll at least have some climate norms or something to talk about.
Sure.
Can I put in an order for a certain type of weather with snow?
You can order it up all you want. It's not going to guarantee anything.
We haven't had a decent snow that is good for building igloos. It's been about 10-12 years since I've been able to do that, so I'm looking for that. And I need to go look up the Inuit word for you for what that type of snow is.
Yes, please do. But that would be fun. You know, I know my daughter would love an igloo out in the front of the house, you know, to play in. And, you know, we'll see about the order.
Okay.
I think you're going to be in the minority on that. But we'll see about that.
Now, Sean, for folks that might be interested in that winter spotter weather training course, can you give us the information on it again? When is it and how can folks register?
Yeah, definitely. So it's going to be December the 1st or December the 4th, and they're both virtual. December the 1st is at what did I say, 11 a.m. Central Time, and on the 4th, it's 3 p.m. Central Time. And all you need to do is go to our website, which is weather.gov, and then /LBF, and that LBF stands for Liberg Field, the name of our airport. And that'll get you to the North Platte homepage. And right at the top of the page, there's a headline that says North Platte Winter Storm Spotter Training Schedule. You just click on that, and it will give you the directions on how to sign up for the course. And when I say sign up for the course, all you need to do is provide an email address. That way we can send you the link to log on.
Awesome.
It's pretty simple the way they do it.
Pretty simple. You know, When we do these things, I always joke with my colleagues and say, you know, make it easy enough that I can sign up for it. You know,
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time you give us on Monday. A happy belated Thanksgiving to you and your lovely family. We look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Sean. That again, Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte.